There you are, John. I've been thinking of you all day. I'm you to your satisfaction that there is a very real distinction between Israel and the church.
Well, good afternoon, Roger. I'm looking forward to it. Have you been thinking about our subject for today?
You mean the second part of the proposition?
Yes, that the church is the church.
Absolutely. I may have been somewhat mistaken about the term Israel, but about the church I have no doubts. The church is clearly a totally new institution created by Christ. And as a new institution, it has no connection whatsoever with Old Testament Israel that went before it.
Well, that's an interesting... Certainly be glad to embrace it if the text shows it to be accurate. Well, I think we both want to be biblical in our understanding.
Most certainly.
Well, very well. I'll tell you, there's a passage that confuses me. Can we look at the passage about the church that's giving me some trouble?
By all means.
By the way, before we get started, we need to clear up just one small point. It shouldn't take but a few minutes, and then we can proceed as planned.
No problem. Fire away, as they say.
Well, this word church, is this a biblical word?
Oh, yeah. It's found throughout the New Testament.
Then church is the original word. I mean, it's the original Greek word used in the Greek New Testament, the original text.
Well, no. It's a little different than what you have in mind. The word church is more of an English word. Comes from the Greek word kuriakos, which means belonging to a lord or master. Since the people of God in the New Testament belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, we call them the church.
I see. Then whenever we see the English word church, we are to assume that the Greek original reads kuriakos.
Well, no, not exactly. The word is found only in two places in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 11:20, where it refers to the Lord's Supper, and Revelation 1:10, where it refers to the Lord's Day.
Well, I'm lost here. You mean it only occurs twice, and it's not translated church in either place? But I thought you said the word church occurred many times in the New Testament.
Indeed I did, and it does. But kuriakos is not the original word for the translation church.
I am confused. What word is really there?
Well, it's the Greek word ekklesia. At root, it means congregation or assembly.
I think I see now. That explains it. So what you're saying is that every time we come to the word ekklesia in the original text, the translators have used the word church. Have I got it right?
Well, almost. You see, the root, as I said, refers to any group or congregation. It sometimes is translated assembly. For example, in Acts 19:39, it's translated assembly because it refers to a secular court in Ephesus and not to the church as we understand it.
Well, our understanding of the church is just the point in question, is it not? But we shall see. Now, if I'm understanding you correctly, you've been telling me that whenever we come to the word ekklesia in the Greek text, we are referring to the church, except when the text refers to some secular assembly. Right so far?
That's my understanding.
So, if we are to be very precise, it is the ekklesia that we are examining, translated church. This ekklesia is the church you're speaking of.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad we've got that clear. After all, if we're going to say that the church is the church and nothing else, then we ought to know very clearly what this church is. I mean, we have to know just what it is for certain so that we can know what it is not for certain. I mean, that way we don't get the church confused with something else, like Israel.
I heartily agree, for it's that distinction that's most important.
Fine. Then how shall we know exactly what the church is?
Go to the text, as we've been doing.
All right. But now I do have a problem.
What?
Well, I read this in 1 Corinthians. It's in chapter 11 and verse 16. And here's what it says. It says, But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no custom, neither the churches of God.
Well, I don't see the difficulty.
But you said that the church was the church, and here we have churches. Is there more than one church?
I see your problem now. But that's trivial. Of course, the text is referring to different local churches.
Oh, but of course. And then we have two churches. I mean, the church that you're talking about when you say the church, and the churches, the individual bodies.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not talking about any particular local church when I say the church.
Then you're speaking of church in some more general sense.
Yes.
So now we must rule out all references to local churches, is that right?
Well, yes and no.
No? Then I'm afraid I still have not understood.
Well, think of it this way. I'm talking about the universal church. And since each local church is part of the universal church, they are in a sense referred to when I say church.
All right, I think I've got it now. You're saying this. The universal church is the same as all the local churches put together. Am I stating your view correctly here?
Well, not exactly, but I can see where you would draw that conclusion. What I mean is that the church, that is, the universal church, is composed of all true believers everywhere, and many are to be found in the local churches or congregations.
So then the universal church, as you put it, is not the same as the sum of all the local churches everywhere, is that right?
No.
Okay. And that only some of the members of the local church are really in the universal church.
Right.
All right, and that some of the members of this universal church are not in local churches somewhere.
True.
So then, when we say church, we might be talking about five different groups. The local church, the true church within the local church, the true church outside the local church, the entire true or universal church, and assemblies of some secular nature.
Correct.
Well, it seems we've come a far distance from the church as the church. I'm not sure at this point which church is which church or what church you're talking about when you say church.
Well, what I'm really talking about when I say church is this universal church or congregation of Christians, all true Christians since the coming of Christ.
Now let me be sure we have all of the churches. You're saying that all the references to the church in the New Testament mean either the company of all true Christians, what you have called the universal church, or the local churches, or some secular assembly. Am I correct here?
I think that covers it.
And the church means nothing else.
No.
Then I think I'm now ready to understand a verse that's been giving me some trouble all along.
And what's that?
Well, it's found in Acts 7, verse 38. It reads this way. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us. Now I think if we can just clear this up, we'll be ready to find the true Israel and the true church and see if they're the same or if they're different.
I'm not sure of the problem.
Well, I don't understand the meaning of the word church in this verse.
Well, that's simple. It refers to the congregation in the wilderness during the wilderness wandering following the Exodus.
I see. The church in the Old Testament. Israel?
No, church isn't really the best translation here. Congregation would be better.
I see. In other words, it's not ecclesia that's being translated.
Well, no, it is.
I see. Well, then it's some secular assembly, a pagan court, perhaps. That's what the text means.
No, it's the people of God in the wilderness.
Well, I don't see. You mean there's another meaning of ecclesia that we have not discussed? But I thought we had exhausted the meanings. You mean church here actually